Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, he said, anybody in this place that don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior is going to go to that place of hell. And he opened the floor at that great big church, and I'm telling you, the front was covered with people. I saw that on television. You'd think everybody in a church like that would already be saved. But see, they had never really understood what hell was. That's why we go out and sin, because we don't realize the consequences of sickness and disease that's going to come upon us. The devil has well hidden this from us. I don't think there's a person in this room today wants to be sick. And certainly not a person in this room wants to have cancer or something destroying diseases that eat your flesh away. But something Cheryl and I have noticed, and especially she picked up on this, she said, honey, one of the things I've noticed that everybody we've ministered to in the last year since I've been with you, every one of them that had cancer had some kind of unforgiveness. Either they did or their mate did. So the scripture clearly says, don't walk in unforgiveness, because it'll open the doors to the torturing, tormenting spirits. No sin. Is it okay for a child of God to sin? No. Can you sin? Yes. Will it bring consequences? Yes. And you ain't going to like them. So people say, well, I'm just an unworthy sinner. I'm a Christian. I can't keep from sinning. When you learn the consequences of sin and learn what you can do and that it's not okay for you to sin and there is a consequence, let me tell you, it's kind of like that old story. This is kind of a joke, and I have trouble telling this, but I believe today I can tell it. There was a man walking through a graveyard one night, and he fell in an extra deep grave. And it was dark, and he tried to get out. He jumped and jumped, but he couldn't get out. He tried everything he could to get out of that grave, and he finally gave out. He was exhausted, so he just sat down over in the corner. He thought, well, I'll wait till daylight. Somebody will come by, and I'll holler, and they'll get me out. And he can't get out, he don't think. But he says, in a little while, another man came in. And he fell in, and he did the same thing. He was over there in the corner, jumping, trying to get out. He couldn't get out, and the guy's sitting here resting. He finally said, there's no use to try. You can't get out. But when he spoke, that guy got out. He got that little extra boost of adrenaline he needed to get out. You think you can't do things, but under certain conditions, you can do things. My husband, he can lift 100. He can lift. But one day, one of his children got hung under something, and it weighed 500 pounds, and he picked that booger up off of his child. You've heard of those kind of stories, haven't you? Later come back, say, can you pick that up? There ain't no way you can touch that. But I mean, under certain conditions, the adrenaline and the Holy Spirit can move in your life, and He can make that piece of flesh do things beyond your wildest dreams. But you want to serve God, and no sin. Now then, He told us clearly there that if we will do those things, then let's go to 1 John 1. 1 John 1. Let's step over a few pages to the right to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. And this is the scripture that so many people throw at me when I say we're not supposed to sin. I mean, even a pastor of a huge church, I spoke over here at a huge church within the last couple of years, and this pastor in this church told me and told some of those people there, said, Thurman don't know what he's talking about because it's impossible for a Christian to walk without sin. Well, okay, one of us is wrong. So I'm going to tell you what the Word says. I'm not going to say he's right or I'm right. I'm just going to say what the Word says, and then I'm going to let you take it and do with whatever you want to. Well, this is the verse they throw at me in 1 John 1, 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you, from the time you were born until now, know you have sinned? I mean, if you didn't hold your hand up, you're lying and you're sinning right now. Because there's not a single person in this place that, especially the first few years of your life, when you were not a born-again Christian, it was impossible for you to walk with no sin. I don't care how good you were or whatever, you sinned and sinned probably hundreds or even thousands of times. And those of you that weren't raised in a good Christian home and really had a great mother and father, there's no telling how many times you sin. I was ministering to a young lady. I minister to lots of young ladies that have had this problem. And this is so unfortunate. Young women that 3 years old was physically, sexually abused by their father. I mean, I can't fathom that, folks. I mean, I raised one beautiful daughter. I can't even go there. I can't associate with that. So I don't know how they do that, other than they have a demon. That is the only explanation I have for a man that can sexually abuse his own child. And of course, Cheryl and I went down the other day to Tennessee. And when we got off the airplane, the lady that picked us up there, in the next 2 hours as we drove, she told us her story about how she wanted to be free, totally free, about how from the time she was 3 until she was 18 when she left home, how she was sexually abused and sometimes up to 5 times a week between her brother, her brothers, her uncles, her daddy. And she said, with 3 girls that slept in the same bedroom, and she said, we all fought to see who could sleep in the closet. Nobody wanted to sleep in the bed. Because we knew, chances are, before the night was over, somebody was going to come in that room. And I told her, I said, well, after you got big, after you got 12 or 14 years old, why didn't you resist? She said, I did, until I'd had my jaw broken 3 times, and then I just quit. Men come into her room, own family, wiped out on alcohol or drugs. And then she said, when my daddy came in one night and beat me so brutally, that the next morning, when I was down at breakfast, when my daddy came down, he looked me right in the eye and he said, who done this to you? What happened to you? And she said, I was in awe. I couldn't even speak. Finally said, I demand that you tell me who did this to you. And said, my sister sitting there said, Daddy, you did it to her. He said, what? She said, Daddy, I was hiding in a closet last night when you beat her. I saw you beat her like this. And I saw you rape her. He checked himself into a mental institution. Who was in control of a daddy like that, Sharon? And we think we have a bad life sometimes? You talk about a woman that went through hell on earth? That makes you grateful, doesn't it, Katie? Makes you grateful. See, you don't know anybody's heart when you deal with people. When you walk up to somebody, you have no idea what they've lived through. So that's why God told us, don't make judgments against people. You don't know their heart. You don't know where they're coming from. They may be bitter against the world. I think about another woman that told us. She said, In fact, it was that same woman. She said, I hated my mother. I hated my mother with a passion. She said, because I went to my mother and told me what was happening. And my mother said, honey, I can't do nothing about it. I don't believe it. I can't help you. And she said, I thought, I hated my mother, knowing she knew this, and she allowed this to go on. And she said, then when my mother died, I said, I'm glad you're dead. And then the Lord showed her a vision right before her very eyes. Showed her when she was a little bitty girl with other little children sitting around. And the mother there, and the daddy walked in, And he looked at that mother and said, if you ever tell these kids anything, I'll cut your body apart with a knife. I'll kill you. And then before I kill you, I'll kill every one of them in your presence. And then I'll kill you if you ever tell anybody or do anything. And that's what that mother lived with, Cheryl. You wonder, a woman that lived in that kind of fear, he said, if you ever think about leaving me, I'll hunt you down and I'll cut you all to pieces with a knife. How would you like to be a woman lived in something like that? You can't even dream of that, can you? With a husband like you got, a man of God that loves you, you can't even go there. But see, that girl lived in that. She lived in hell on earth. And so the Lord showed her that vision when she said, I hate my mother and I'm glad you're dead. So she was making a judgment incorrectly because she didn't know what her mother was against, Shelley. She had no idea. She only knew one side of the story. But see, the mother was doing what she had to do because she knew if she ever did anything wrong, that man in the wickedness that was in him, with them demons in him, he'd come get them little kids right in her presence. He'd cut them asunder and kill them. And then after he got through killing all of them, then he'd kill her. And she lived in fear. See, you don't know what's going on in the lives of people, do you? So we make judgments. That's why God told us, don't you judge because you don't know what's going on. We think we know what's going on. We judge everything around where we're living on a day-by-day basis. I know, unfortunately, I do. You know, that's why I had to make a decision here recently. I'm not going to expect anything of anybody. But you know, I haven't been able to do that. I'm serious. If you don't expect anything of anybody, then you can never be offended. If you don't expect anything, if your daughter walks in and reads you the riot act, if you're not expecting anything, you won't get upset, will you? But if you expect more than that, you're going to get upset. You know, how many of you know it's very difficult to go where I'm trying to tell you I'm trying to go? I have not obtained it yet. But God tells me to go there. Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media. And you can fill out an order form and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.